Blog Talk Radio.
Continually be in my mouth, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor Gina Machiva, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding area. We want to send greetings to you, 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 and you, those of you that can hear us. We thank God for you today, for being there, being able to be there today. We thank you for, even though the weather may not be to your choosing, but we thank God for you this day. We glorify God for just being able to talk, able to say something to you, and praise God more than anything else. Praise Him for the good, the bad, and the indifferent. We just thank God today and glorify Him, and we trust that all is well wherever you are. And if it's not, you pray for someone else who is not doing so well, or the weather is not favorable, or they are not able to get on the line. And we're going to praise God anyhow for them, that they will come out, that God will make a way for them. All right, here is our own sister Day.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and there is no other God but you. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for waking us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, Lord Father, being able to do not just for ourselves, Lord Father, but for others. Now, Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know each and every person name by name, Lord Father. And we come before you, O God, asking for forgiveness, Lord, and all those that we are praying for. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. Father, where we have thought wrong, speak wrong, hear wrong, done wrong, grieve the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord Father, for forgiveness. Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, we're touching and agreeing right now, Lord Father, for all those that ask for prayer. And Father, we're thanking you right now for your will being done. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Anne, Lord Father. Ask you right now to touch her right now. Keep her covered under the blood. Father, as she and others in Texas, Lord Father. Father Glenn, Lord Father, touch him right now, Lord Father. Touch those that are up in age right now, Lord Father, that don't have power. Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father, to make a way for them right now. Father, strengthen them in this time, Lord Father. May they feel the warmth right now. Father, we're thanking you for the power, Father, that came on in certain areas, Lord Father. We don't speak certain areas, Lord Father. We speak the whole of Texas right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Have mercy on those, O God, that is out in the elements, Lord Father. Father, may someone had opened their doors, Lord Father, to let them in, Lord Father, to be in the warmth. And Father, not out in this cold right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for love, Lord Father, flowing from your people, Lord. Father, touching their hearts right now, Lord Father, that they're helping, Lord Father, those that need help, Lord Father. Father, help us, Lord Father, to see about our neighbors, Lord. See about the elderly. See about those that are in need, Lord Father. Father, We ask, Lord Father, for mercy, Lord Father, for those people right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, those that have lost loved ones, Lord Father, have mercy right now, Lord Father. We hold before you the Ritter family, Lord Father. We hold before you the Benjamin family, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Dr. McNennis right now, Lord Father, family right now. In the name of Jesus, all those, Lord Father, that lost loved one, comfort their heart, Lord Father. Give them peace, Lord Father, for you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord Father. So, Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, for your comfort, Lord Father, flowing through and through them, Lord. Father, and those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father, let them see that this is the time now for them, Lord Father, to come, Father, not walk, Lord Father, but run towards you right now. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue, Lord Father, to keep Elizabeth covered under the blood, Lord Father, as she do her procedure this morning, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for bringing her through safely, Lord Father, and looking forward to hear from her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for what you have done for her son and still doing for her son, Lord Father. We give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, knowing, Lord, that it's nobody but you, Lord Father, and we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Lillian right now, Lord Father, thanking you right now, Lord Father, for bringing her through, Lord Father, her surgery right now, Lord Father. We ask you to continue to touch her body right now, Lord Father. Look upon her children right now, Lord Father. Touch them and strengthen them as well right now in the name of Jesus as we speak healing to her in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Aggie right now, Lord Father, as she too prepares to go, Father, for a CT scan, Lord Father. Father, touch her body right now, Lord Father. You know what's going on with it, and we thanking you and glorifying you right now for her healing in Jesus' name. Father, we take no one and nothing for granted, Lord. We thank you for all that you are doing, Lord Father. Father, the lives, Lord Father, that you have moved upon on this prayer list, Lord Father, the healing that went forth, the jobs, the vehicles, Lord Father. Father, those coming to you, Lord Father, we thank you for hearing and answering prayers, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we give you all praise. We give you all glory, Lord. Father, we cover this broadcast under the blood right now, Lord Father, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now, binding the hand of the enemy right now, Lord. And Father, we thanking you right now for moving on this prayer, moving, oh God, on this broadcast today, Lord. Heavenly Father, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Take control right now. Father, we thank you for the nations that this broadcast is touching. We thank you for the people in those nations that is touching right now, Lord Father. Father, we calling it forth from the east, the west, the north, and the south, Lord. Father, that this broadcast touch, Lord Father. We thank you as they hear the word, Lord Father. It's a right now word for them. Father, we thanking you, Lord Father, for using, Lord Father, my apostle, my bishop, my pastor, and every other speaker that comes on in this broadcast, Lord Father. We thank you for using them, Lord. Now, Father, I ask that you decrease my pastor right now, Lord Father, as you increase in her, Lord. Father, give her the strength, Lord Father. Touch her as we cover her under the blood, Lord Father, as she bring forth the word, Lord Father. Use her, Lord. Father, I ask you, Lord Father, to also decrease, Lord Father, my apostle and bishop as you increase in them, Lord Father, as they too bring forth the word, Lord Father. Give us the ears to hear and a heart to receive the word as they're coming forth, Lord Father. Touch the listeners, Lord. You know what they're in need of, Lord. And, Father, if they not be ashamed and they want to accept you, O God, as their Lord and Savior, Lord, Father, let them press that one, Lord, Father. Lay it upon their heart so hard, Lord, Father, that they cannot do nothing but press that one, Lord. Father, they need prayer, Lord, Father. They have that praise report, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for them sharing and asking right now. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, we ask you to take control of this broadcast right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Well, amen, amen, and amen again. We thank God for the prayer. Now, if you didn't hear your name and you want to hear your name, then you should call 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Give us a call and let us know, you know, what you need prayer for or who, you know. And if you want us to pray, I'll call your name. If you don't, we won't. We just keep on going. But we do thank God for you today. Yes, and we thank God for touching our own sister Lillian Rutherford. We thank God for touching her. She went through her surgery. We thank God for her. We thank God. We know today our own, very own Sister Elizabeth, you know, has to go, is at the hospital and going through whatever, you know, she's going through. But ask God to give her strength. Now, she's been standing in the gap for her son and for other people for a while now. And now it's her turn for you to pray for her. And that God will sustain her and bring her through. Whatever it is, all that they're doing to her as she's in the hospital. Now, and her son is doing good. She just reported that her son is doing good. Her back closed up where he had, what, 5 operations on it. And he was in rehab and all of that. And it's closed up. Now he don't need a home nurse no more. So you know he's doing well. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. That's enough to shout, ain't it? Praise God. I'm happy for her because she's been going through a good while now with it. And we thank God. Now, we're going to pray that God bless her. Yes, the miraculous. We're looking for the miraculous in her life and your life, too, if you're having any kind of trouble. But you got to call us so we can continually pray for you. Is that all right? All right. Praise God. Now, let me give you this little lengthy word. Praise God. Amen. Let me give you this little lengthy word. Are you listening? 10 mistakes to avoid. Remorse over yesterday's failure. Anxiety over today's problem. Worry over tomorrow's uncertainty. Waste of the moment's opportunity. Procrastination with others' present duty, with one's present duty. Resentment of another's success. Criticism of a neighbor's imperfection, impatient with youth's immaturity, skepticisms of our nation's future, unbelief in God's providence. Kind of lengthy, wasn't it? But it's just 10 mistakes to avoid. Not do them now. Avoid, huh? Remorse over yesterday's failure. Anxiety over today's problem. Worry over tomorrow's uncertainty. Waste of a moment's opportunity. procrastination with one's present duty, and resentment of another's success, criticism of a neighbor's imperfection, impatient with youth's immaturity, skepticism of our nation's future, unbelief in God's providence. Can you find yourself in any one of those? Can you find yourself in any one of those? Doing that? Well, you need to avoid that. Stop all of that. Just put a stop to all of those that we mentioned. Now, you more than likely, maybe you got all of them, all 10 of them. Who knows? But whatever it is, stop doing it right now. Because, listen, you can't win doing those things. You cannot win, okay? Praise God. But, you know, I thank God for every one of us. I thank God for Sister Diane. I thank God for Bishop Porter. I thank God for Pastor Sharon, amen, praise amen. God. I thank God for every one of you, name by name and one by one. I just thank God for you. I thank God for what you're doing at this hour. You say, well, I'm not doing anything. Well, your anything is doing something, right? Amen, you're listening, so you're doing something. Praise God, and we thank God for you today. Yes, we do. We appreciate you. If you only knew how much we appreciate you. Oh, yes, yes. I know some people are in this snow. And it's a pretty sight to the eye, but not to the body. My God, my God. Have you, you know, if I was going to ask you a question, I'd ask you a question. Huh? Think about it. You got this virus, quarantines, crazy people going around, and you got this snow, and you got the rain. If you had to choose, which one would you take? Just which one would you take? Think about that. And all of this stuff is happening at one time. Then you got people out there snatching people's children. It's too cold for that. Listen here. Too much rain out there. Too many storms blowing in, and you out there snatching people's children. You ain't got nothing else to do, huh? To do that. Think about that. That can be a lot to your mind, can you? For you to take on at one time. You see why people are having meltdowns? You see why they're having meltdowns? This is a lot for them. But listen, 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 listen. When you go through the Bible, you'll find out more than that can happen. And more than that is going to happen. Because men's sins are taking over. This is like we're becoming another Sodom and Gomorrah. And we're waiting for the Antichrist to arise. Who is the Antichrist? Oh, you look at him every day. Did you see? All right. So now get ready for things to explode in our world, okay? Things are exploding in our world. You ask God to strengthen you. God has to strengthen us. Do you get the picture here? I can't strengthen you. I can try to encourage you. But it depends on what kind of hearing you hearing. It depends on that, where your heart is. Do you believe in God? Do you trust him? Are you criticizing me and everybody else? Because we're trying to warn you. We're trying to help you take care of yourself. That's kind of strong, isn't it? But it's worth it. Glory be to God. It's worth it. Us standing up for what is right. We won't stand up for what is right. Everybody wants things to go their way. Now you can tell the wicked people, the people that are wicked ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you want to go with them? No, I think you don't want to go with the wicked ones. You want to avoid them, don't you? So avoid that today. Praise God. I'm just talking to you because, you know, I went over my time on the previous broadcast. I tell you, I kind of got on a roll and went over my time. But I tell you one thing. Let me tell you, God is good. I could not have been able to say anything. But God moved upon me. God moved upon me. Yes, he did. And, you know, I don't mind letting God have his way. Devil have his way, don't he? You give him his way. You let him do anything he want to do to you and your children. And you don't seek God to help, huh? Lord, can you intervene in this? Take charge of this situation, Father. I need your help right about now. Right about now, God. Now, Lord, I need your help. And seek his face. He says, seek him. Seek him. If you seek him early, he'll be there. Seek him now. While you got a chance, seek him. Not when things get so desperate you can't even think. Seek God right now. He's there to hear you. He'll listen. One thing about it, he'll listen. And you get the right words. You keep on. You get the right words. Keep seeking God. You have the right words. I don't know how to talk to God. Why not? You're in trouble, right? Things are happening to you, around you, with you, your people and everything. Things are going on. Now, how come you can't find words? You can find words to cuss somebody out. But if you can find words to do that, you can find words to praise God and to call on his name. Same mouth. Only thing, different components are operating the brain. Yes, indeed. So today is your day to seek God. While the snow is on the ground. I know they can't hear us today because they don't have no electricity. They may not have no phone lines either because I know that when it gets frozen, when things are frozen, everything froze. Phone lines, the electricity lines, and everybody else's line go bad. But now, those of you that don't have rushes going on right now, no, a tornado went through right now. Thank God, Thank God for what you have. You got sunshine? We got sunshine. It's been so blommy all week. It's been blommy. But today the sun is shining. You may not feel good. You know, I don't know why you don't feel good. You know why you don't feel good. You could have a cold. You could have a whoever knows what. But we're praying for you anyway that you come on out and start praising the Lord. Praise him mightily. Praise him. Even though you don't feel like it. Hallelujah, anyhow. You know. You know that song, say hallelujah anyhow, you know, I don't feel like I got some pain, I got some this or that. You're not owning it, really, you know, you're just saying this is what's going on, but I'm going to praise God anyhow. I'm letting you know, I'm not going to let no devil from hell stop me from praising God. Hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
My hasa. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anyhow, hey, hallelujah. Hey, let the Holy Ghost have his way today.
Yes,
this
Lord.
Is the day. This is the day. And make it your day. Personalize it. Put your personal stamp on it today. You know how you do it? Hey, hallelujah. I just holler, hey. I don't know why I say hey, praise God. All I know is I just want to make a sound, let the Lord know that even though things are not as I desire them to be, but you know one thing, I'm going to call it into creative forces right now. Call them right now. Create me a different time, a day, that I can rejoice and glorify and praise him. Mm-hmm. You see? Amen, 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 and amen. I know he hit every one of us. He has, listen here, one thing. We have respect the person who we want to talk to, who we want to pray for us, who we want to visit us, who we want to love us. We got this thing in our mind. Let me tell you, devil ain't got no respect. Who he want to beat down? He don't care what color you are, where you from, what your family tree is. He don't care if it's an oak tree or pine tree or palm tree. He don't care what kind of tree you got. He will beat you down. You see, in no uncertain terms, and don't care how far he will beat you. That's the devil. That's what he will do. But I told you yesterday, he still got to get permission from God.
Amen.
He can't just get up there and beat you down. Not God's people. He can beat them ones belong to him. He can beat them all day long. But the devil can't beat you. He can't get victory over you unless God give it to him. And that victory don't last but a hot minute. Because God ain't going to let him touch his children but so much. For he rescue you. Do you believe that today? And when you believe that, every time he come, he got to go. He can't stay but a hot minute. That's all. That's all, Lord have mercy, he can do is take one odd minute to try to do something to you or take you out of your rest. Now, he succeed more than we like, don't he? Why do we have the ability to forget, but we don't have the ability to remember what God has done? Now here's the ability to forget. We forget so easy. You see what I'm saying? Now, why can't we remember just as easy what he has already done in your life? I don't care if it's been 20 years ago, he still did it, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And I thank you, Lord.
See? But he did it. He the same God today that he was 20 years ago. He say he is the God, he changes not. He the same yesterday, today, and forever.
He woke up this morning.
See? And he the same. You still here? I think you're awake. You know? Well, I hope you're awake. Praise God. Amen. You see what I'm saying? God is the same. We're going to have to develop the ability to remember that he is the same. If he did it before, he can do it again. Or they're alike. You know what I'm saying? Or they're alike. Whatever problem is going on, it may not be the same problem. And then again, because you didn't pass the first test, you're going to have the second test. And if you don't pass the second test, you're going to have the third test, and so on and so on. That's life. He said he'll be with you. He didn't say nothing wasn't going to happen, did he? God said he'll be with you. No matter what comes in your life, he's going to still be with you. You see? He there with you. Now, he didn't say it wasn't going to happen. See, we get it confused. We get the faith confused that when it's supposed to be, I have faith, nothing's supposed to happen to me. But God didn't tell you that. Huh? You have faith, don't care what happened to you, because he's going to be with you regardless. Why he going to be with you? Because you have his faith and you trust his word. How about that? See what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We confuse things. We want things to be so busy our way. We think faith is, ain't nothing going to happen to me. I ain't going to get sick. Well, Job didn't think he going to have all them balls either. But he did, didn't he? Now, it wasn't his doing. Because God testing him, bringing him through the trial, told Satan, hey, you tried him. I know he going to stand. Do God know you going to stand? Do you know that God know that you can take it? Remember what you used to say when you was back in the day? Sticks and stones break my bones. Talking don't hurt me. Soon as somebody say something about you, you ready to quit. I ain't working here no more. They always talking about me. Well, wherever you go, they going to talk about you. Whatever job you get, they going to talk about you. So you might as well just stay there. If you like it and the pay good, you might as well just stay there and let them talk. That's when you say, and talking don't hurt me. Let them talk. Because you know what? God hear what they're saying, but God protects you from whatever that is they're saying. And you make sure they're wrong and they are not right. You live the life with God. See, you don't live a lie. And what they tell, that's why it bothers you when you know you're doing it. That's the only reason it bothers you. Praise our God. But God is so good. I'm just, just trying to get you a little ready for our speaker of the hour, praise God. I'm just trying to get you in the mood and go call somebody, tell them to come on and listen, It's all right. You can call and say, would you not talk so long, talk some more? You can call and say that if you want to. Not that I'll pay you any attention, but you can call and talk. You can call and say that if that's the way you feel, and I'll get you to speak on there quicker, sooner. I will do it, Listen, hey, I'm not intimidated by what's come out of some people's mouths. I'm not intimidated if you don't like me. You don't like me, you got the problem. I don't have a problem with it. I know that's people. People are entitled to their opinions. If I could make a book out of how many people that I know, truly know, that don't like me, don't want to hear me. They don't like my voice. You see? There are people like that in the world. But you know what? Don't stop me from talking about Jesus. I talk about Jesus until the cows come home. You know what? Because I love Jesus, and Jesus loved me, and he's taken care of me all these years. And, hey, you ain't put one nickel in that dime. You didn't put. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, it doesn't intimidate me. But you can voice your opinion. You'd be surprised. I can write a half a book on how many people have voiced their opinion that I don't like your voice. I don't like this. I say, well, that's good because I don't like my voice either. But it's mine. And God gave it to me, so I'm going to use it. Now what are we going to do? He didn't give me there another one. When I told him, gosh, Lord, can you do something with my voice? He ain't changed it. He said, and you know what? He sent a nice little, one of them little Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking old ladies to tell me, daughter, God told me to tell you, stop talking about your voice, because he gave it to you, and he gave it to you to use. It's anointed, so that's all that matters. I said, yes, ma'am, I will stop talking.
Amen.
Hello, so I'm not intimidated, because God already put the approval on it. Woo! Hallelujah, there I go. I love to get excited about Jesus, people, and I love to make you laugh, too. You know one thing? Because why you want to go around here looking like sour sop all day, every day, all day? You ain't got, yeah, have a thousand wrinkles in your face because you always looking sad and being sad. Huh? Look up and live. That's what the Bible tell you. Look up and live. And when you look up, the sun is shining. See there? Boo! Hey, okay. And let me tell you, it's just, I'm just trying to get you in the mood. You done called somebody, come on here, this wonderful woman of God. I'm going to turn her loose now. Yes, yes, yes. I'm just giving her a chance to get everything all ready to praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, because she whipped it on it last week, didn't she? Oh, she laid it out. Those that you missed last week, you missed a treat. We had a, you talking about a good time in Jesus. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, hey, hey. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All the things that show you how good a time we had in God. I tell you, it was wonderful. Now, I know we expecting the same thing, right? I know you, yes. I'm always expecting good, and I know she can deliver good. So, you know, without any further ado, we're going to give over to our own Pastor Sharon Bond, you know, and this wonderful woman of God, you know, we giving over to praise God. And I've been kind of trying to back a little lately, you know. I've been trying, but, you know, when you got Jesus in you, it's kind of hard to really go all the way back, you know. So listen. Don't worry about it. I'm still a comedian. I'm a Christian comedian, Holy Ghost-filled comedian, yes. I still want to make you laugh. Hey, I want you to cry. I want you to laugh. Now, she may make you cry, you know. She may tell you some truth to make you cry, but that's the way life is, and that's the way it should be. Straighten up and fly right. Ain't that what it say? All right, straighten up and fly right. So we're going to have that straight woman of God to come forth to each and every one of you, none other than Pastor Sharon Bond.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for another day. Thank God for another opportunity. And I thank God for Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter. Thank God for each and every one of you. I was listening to Apostle Porter, and Apostle Porter was saying, they don't want to hear my voice. I said, Lord Jesus, they don't want to hear me either. But you know what? It's all good this morning. Why? Because it's not because of what you want to hear, but because God called you. And when God called you, I'm reminded, he told, when Moses said, God, you know, I can't talk to these people. God, you know that, you know what God, you know what Moses talked about? And God sent someone to help Moses. So it let me know that if people all around you will always say something, but you are just what? A stepping stone. You are just what? A stepping stone. And I'm going to do what? I'm going to use that stepping stone to go forward. That's how you do it. When God has, you know, God has been good to you, You know where God has brought you from. You know that God has been turning things around for your good. After a while, it doesn't even matter what anyone has to say. Now, if they got something to say, now we're not going to say we close our eyes and our ears. We always listen to what a person is saying. But then you got to come to a place now where you're going to say, you know, God, what you say, I'll listen. I'll take every word into consideration. And God, the word that I may not like at this time, I may have to put it on the shelf. I may not understand it at the time. I'm going to put it on the shelf. Or it may have put some crawlies on me, but I'll get over it after a while. Why? Because I'm walking in a process today. And I just thank God for this morning. I just thank God. I was just thinking this morning. I said, you know, God, the people need to be encouraged because there's so many things going on in around us, in our life, with people that we know, our surrounding area, and we are so concerned about what's going on with the people in Texas, in Louisiana, in other parts of the world, because somebody knows somebody that is being affected by what's happening in the world. And we just give God the glory and the honor and the praise, because I'm reminded of the word of God when he let us know that these things will happen, but he gave us the answer and the key for us to walk in so we can be able to handle it. We know that God is a burden bearer this morning. We know the one that can carry the load. We weren't made for that load. We weren't made for that heavy load. So take it to Jesus today. Take it to him today. Don't allow, you know how in the country we got the mule, right? We call them the donkey. We ain't talking about them nice little horses that people ride. We talking about them donkeys. And with the donkey, they have that little, it's like two little pocket on the side, but it's like a basket. And each, when people want, is a heavy load to carry, they will put the item inside the basket. And the donkey would have it balancing on their back. But we know today, if we try to carry this burden and we try to handle what's going on, you know it's going to be lopsided, right? Because we cannot balance anything without God. We cannot handle it on our own. We need Jesus in our life to be the balancer, the one to be right there, to walk you through it, to carry you through it. So today we're going to talk about, you know, when things get crazy all around you, go back to that scripture, Proverbs the 17th, verse 22. A merry heart doeth good, like a medicine, but a broken spirit dry it the bone. And when I looked at that, I always said a merry heart is good like a medicine. And we talked about laughter, right, is like a medicine. Because when your heart is merry, when you giggle, you're rejoicing, everything is amusing, you chuckle, you do everything. And then I thought about amusement. We find things to make us what? To take off the focus. Take your eyes off what's going on. We find something that will bring us into a place that we can release that trouble, release that problem, release that stressful situation. And you know what? We got the God. And I'm saying, God, what is it now? We say we are a child of God. We're living for Christ. And I said, you know what? We know that it takes a foolish thing to confront the wise. And I said, you know what we need to go back and do? We need to go back and play some music in our house. You know, growing up, I'm reminded that on the weekend, we will play music in our house because Monday through Friday, you rush, 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 making the lunch, cleaning, going to work, taking care of the kids, doing homework. But when it came to weekend, we would do what? We would start playing the music in the house. And you know what? You start hearing that music playing in the house, and everyone starts coming what? Into a place of relaxation. They come into a place of laughter. They come into a place, if they were sour, there's a smile on their face. Why? Because their heart got merry. Because what? Laughter brings forth the merriness of in your heart. And what does touch the heart? Music. Music bring you into a place of forgetting what's happening to you. So I tell you, we got to, as people, to do things we have never done before. Or go back to what you know works for you. Play the music. You can't, people say, well, I can't exercise. Well, you know what? You better play. I don't care what the song. The best is yet to come, whatever it may be. You start putting your hands up and go, hey, oh. You know what? We know we're not in the world, but we say, hey, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever you want to say. But you know what? You start lifting your hands. And you start waving it back and forth. Why? Because you, the creator of your life, you taking the first step to create things all around you. You decided this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. And today is the day that I'm going to rejoice because I need laughter all around me. I'm making the change all around me. Because God gave me the dominion and the authority. When God gave Adam, when he created Adam in his likeness, God gave Adam dominion and Adam named the animal. You can name your morning. You can speak life into your day. You can decide to yourself what is the first thing you think about as you open your eyes in the morning. Do you even get an opportunity to say, Lord, I thank you for waking me up. Lord, I thank you for breath, for how you watch over me while I slept. Or the first thing on your mind is, oh, my long list of things to do. If you wake up with a long list of things to do, I'll be honest with you, y'all, that's depressing. You need to find the balance in your life. You need to find time to do what? Meditate on the Lord. Meditate. Play. Be like a child. Find the little music that little kids play and bring forth the laughter. You got to play. You got to laugh. You got to change things around. And you know when you make that change all around you, it brings for change in your home. It brings for the change in you that is needed. Don't allow people to make you the donkey. That you have everything on your back. It's okay for you to carry the weight on you. But they're not realizing you can help carry it. We can walk together. We can encourage one another. We can do it what? Together. There's a problem. We can talk it out. We can work it out. We can see what the solution is in order to bring forth that change around us. And when you look at the word, I tell you, you got to purpose in your heart. You have to purpose in your heart that you're going to do this stuff. You're going to make the change. Don't you even realize that if you look at your life, you're so busy with everyday cares of the world, and you're getting old before your time. Why? Because you were not made for that burden. You were not made to carry that. God can handle it all. God can handle it. You can't make change nothing in the atmosphere, meaning God created everything, right? We're not saying that prayer don't change things. But what can you change? You cannot change unless God is the one at the helm of everything that you do. God is the one that can touch a man's heart. God is the one that can soften them. God is the one that can make the change. And when I look at Philippians, the fourth chapter, and he said, be careful for nothing, verse 6, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Prayer, I heard the woman of God say, prayer is conversation to God, y'all. Supplication with thanksgiving. Start thanking God. Give thanks with a grateful heart. We got so many ungrateful people all around us at times, but you got to be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful. Thank God for the water. Thank God for the air. Thank God for the roof over your head. Thank God for the clothes on your back. Thank God for the zip code you're living in. Because you know it wasn't like that all the time. But it's because God's grace and God's mercy that put you in that zip code. But he did not say, I'm going to leave you in that zip code. He told you to look up and he can give you more. So we have to do what? With thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. If you tell it to Jesus, if you tell it to him, he's the one that whispers the secrets of your heart. He's the one that moves and creates to make things come into manifestation. Tell it to him. And verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. We need the peace of God. We need God to keep us. We need God to give us the understanding of what's going on, why things are going on, what's happening right now, what is the purpose of this and that. And you know what? If you ask him, he'll help you. He'll give you the understanding that you need so you can keep your heart and mind through him. If you have, a lot of times, we have to take the focus of what's happening around us. You ever see someone just busy running all day? And then after a while, when they sit down, they take a deep breath. Why? That was the only time that they can take a deep breath and relax and find their place in a place of meditation, a quiet place, a secret place to ask God to rejuvenate them and to keep them. In this day and age, we have to ask God to help us. Help us. Because we don't know what to do at times. We will try to help the whole world. We will try to make, you know how as a parent you try to make that boo-boo okay? We try to make other people boo-boo be okay. But sometimes you can't make all the boo-boos okay. Only God can. Only God can. But what we can do is, we can pray and listen. That's all we can do at times. And you know what? Sometimes that is good enough for someone to listen to you, for someone to have an ears to hear, a heart of understanding, a heart of what? Understanding. So today, find some music on your phone. You know, we so updated now. We don't need those stereo box in the house no more, going a boom, boom, boom. We don't need that anymore. But you know what? There's YouTube. Whatever it is you want to type in on your phone. Whatever it is, some people dislike musical. Some people like reggae. Some people like merengue. Some people like whatever, soccer. Some people like contemporary, whatever it is. But find what works for you right now. And I'm reminded about Miriam when they were in Egypt and God was a place. Egypt is a place of bondage. Egypt is a place of going through. Egypt is a place where we thought there will be, we will not see the sunlight. We thought our life will be like this until we leave here. But when God sent for the timing of them leaving Egypt, I'm reminded, what did Miriam do? She starts singing a song unto the Lord. You know when God starts doing things for you and he starts shifting stuff and he moving things all around you, just like the puzzle, everything coming together, and sometimes it may seem like it's not, but you know what you can do? You can put a praise on it. You can release the praise. You can change the atmosphere around you, and you can start telling God how grateful you are for what he has done for you. When you did not know what you were going to do, how he made a way. When you did not know how that bill was going to get paid, God made a way. When you were being wounded on the inside, that God sent help your way. When you were hungry, he sent food for you. When you just were in a bad place, God sent people your way to encourage you. When you needed clothes, God sent someone your way to take you shopping. I tell you today, we got to go into a place of praise. You start praising God for his blessings, thanking God for his mighty acts, thanking God for where he brought you from, thanking God for where you're going to, where he's taking you, thanking God for your ups and downs, thanking God for when you stumble, thanking God for when you were hopping because you are limping from what you have went through. But I thank God this morning for his goodness, for his mercy, for his grace, because if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know today, but I know it has been the Lord who has been moving in our life today. So today, let laughter come. You say, let us what? Rejoice, people. Sing, oh people, rejoice, for God is God. Sing, oh people, rejoice, for God is God. Let laughter come forth in you. Let the peace of God come forth in you, knowing God has your ending, he has the middle, and he has the beginning. Know that nothing comes upon you unaware. He already knows. And if you look over your life, people, God has always sent a warning. But maybe we did not want to hear it, whatever the reason may be. It doesn't matter what your reason is, to be honest with you. When they're all said and done, just thank God for you walking in the spirit of understanding right now. And we thank God this morning. I thank God this morning. I thank him for his awesomeness. I thank him for what he has done. I thank him for turning things around. I thank him that he thinks much of me when I did not think much of myself. I thank him this morning because he is worthy to be praised. And then verse 8 says in Philippians, the 4th chapter says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Remember now, y'all, these are things you got to think about that are what? True. The things that is what? Honest. The things that is what? Just. The things that are pure, lovely, of good report, of good what? Report. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so today. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. See, we just want to encourage each and every one of you. And while I'm encouraging you, I'm encouraging myself. Why? Because you got to dig down on deep within you, knowing that the greatest he that is within you is in the world. And know that you can speak life around you. Life and death is in your tongue. And I choose this morning. I choose this day. I choose this day. He tells us to choose who you will serve today. Choose who you this day. Who? You know, who is a thing at time, right? Are you going to choose to walk in what? Sadness? Choose to walk in laughter. Encourage yourself. A lot of times people walking around and they're smiling. But you know what? They're sad on the inside. But today, into yourself. Because you know what? The cells in your body recognize. We want healthy cells to manifest. We want our healing virtue to come forth in us. We want the cell to say the light of God is shining right through. And there is no sickness within me. And there is no light within me. Because I cast this burden of light within to the Christ within that I may go free to have plenty. I cast the burden of life within me that I may go free to have plenty. Today, you've got to do something today. Cast it upon the Lord. Cast every burden upon the Lord. He can handle it. He's a mighty big God. He's bigger than anything else. We're not talking about the little gods of this world that is idle. They all gonna tumble. They all will fall. They all will fail you. But we're talking about the Creator. His name is Jesus, the one that called you before you were formed in your mother womb. And he called you into purpose. It does not matter what you went through, but it does matter where you are today. Your past is your past. Don't allow your past to keep dictating your future. Allow people to put you in their little box. Because family will put you in the box. Let's keep it real. Children will try to keep your mama in a box like they're still little children. You know, can you see some big kids pouting, acting like little kids? They're trying to keep their mother in that little box. But you know what? God wants us to do what? Always going forward. Always allowing him higher heights and deeper depths in him. And I believe God told us what? He wished above all things, not just for you to be spiritually grown and everything else is lacking. God is a God of balance. God is a God of balance. I've noticed this. When someone is really happy, oh, my God, it's like 20 years off them. Why? We weren't made for worry, anxiety, and problems. But who is? The God on the inside is made for it. This fleshly body cannot handle it. When someone is sick, how can you tell they're sick? It shows all on their other appearance. But today, let the light of God come within you. And let the light of God shine within you. Let the word of God tear down, pull down everything that is not like God. You today got to make the difference. Make the difference, y'all. Make the difference. And we just want to encourage each and every one of you. The ones that have family members that's going through concern, know that God can hear you where you at. God can keep them. God can protect them. Know that there's no distance with God. He promised to give his angel charge over you to keep you in all your ways. So today, arise and shine and give God the glory. Let the God in you arise. Let God what? Arise and your enemy be scattered. Tell the enemy you got to go. Tell the enemy not today. Got to go. But allow God. Encourage yourself. Just ask God to keep those people. Have mercy on them. Let me tell you something. To get to be in a state that never dealt with snow, you know their clothes is not even that warm. Now, when you live in New York, New York jeans is thick enough for that weather. New York sweater is thicker. It's thicker than the Florida sweater and the Florida jeans. So can you imagine the shell shock they're all going through? So we pray today for God's grace and God's mercy. And I want to say this, y'all. This is nothing that just came up unaware. There's God got man and woman of God out there telling, prophesying, sharing that God said we're going to have weather changes. And I remember they telling everybody to get certain things in your house. And a lot of times we think it may happen far away. We don't know. But hear ye, the word of the Lord today. When God takes the time to reveal his secret to his man and woman of God, at least have an ears to hear. And don't say, oh, it won't happen. We want to be like the foolish virgin and the wise one, feeling that we have a lot of time to walk in a place of preparation. And I felt led to say this today. Have an ears to hear. Don't say everyone, all these prophets are crooks. There's some people living right for God. There's some people that really releasing the word that God tells them to release to get his people in a place of preparation. Isn't that the same thing that God used Moses to do? Didn't God use Joshua? Didn't not God use Abraham? Didn't not God use Elijah? Did not God use Jeremiah? He used these people. And people are doing the same thing they did back then that they're doing now. He that have an ears, let him hear what the Spirit is speaking to the church. Have an ears to hear when God said, don't travel now. Have an ears to hear when God said, don't do this right now. Have our ears to hear today. God is very much concerned about everyone. You say, even the sinner? Yes, even the sinner. He is concerned. So today, change the atmosphere in your home. You make the start. Someone that is so easily, their heart is so easily intrigued that don't mind doing something foolish with you. You say, well, I can't move. Well, you can lift your foot up and down. Well, I can't lift my hand. You can lift your hands, right? And plus, think about it. Act like you're exercising. You need it anyway. Stretch those muscles. The word said, let everything that has breath praise he the Lord. So remember, y'all, be careful for nothing. Your request be known unto God. Amen, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that awesome word coming forth from Pastor Sharon. I tell you, I was enjoying the word, Pastor Sharon. I sure was. And as you were saying, cast the burden of lack to the Christ within brought me right back to when that was written for me to say, I tell you, leap for joy today. And that music, you are ever so right. That music doesn't matter as long as it don't have those, you know, explicit words inside of it. But music soothes the soul.
Yes,
it soothes the soul.
David played for Saul.
That is so true. David played for Saul. And that's one thing. You get your favorite type of music and you just turn it on, blast it, and have a good time. Like Pastor Sharon said, you know, lift those hands, move their feet. Get somebody else to act crazy with you, too. When you see that, you know, they're in that kind of mood that they're in, you know, do something. Cheer them up. Say, come on, do this. You know, that's one thing I know, Pastor Sharon, Apostle, they, you'll have a good time. Find somebody. Music soothes the soul. And you know what? Give it all to God. Give it to God because he is the burden bearer. That's what he is, the burden bearer, not for us to bear all of that. I tell you, and when you say be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Give it to God. Every problem that you have, give it to God. When it continues to weigh down on you, you look so much older. Your eyes look so sad. No joy.
Dark.
Oh, and dark, yes. You know, and when you just let that music come in, remember the word that been coming forth to you. Ask God to bring stuff back to your remembrance. I heard Apostle said earlier, how is it that we so easily could forget, but you can't remember what God done for you? Every day you open your eyes, he woke you up. He did that for you because no day is promised to us. And I think about those people right now that are without power and in the cold. You can't imagine what they are going through right now. You can't imagine because you know what? We ourselves wouldn't be able to imagine if you see it snowed like that. When you see the beach, you on the beach, you find snow on the beach. Now, the word has been coming forward. You heard Pastor Sharon saying that there are prophets out there. You have heard Apostle. And I know you have heard other prophets talking, warning, telling the people to prepare. And just like Pastor Sharon say about the foolish virgins, I thought about Noah. And the people didn't even want to hear then. They didn't even want to hear then. Give us the ears, O Lord, to hear the word. Give us the heart to receive the word today. He is preparing us. But if you're going to be like the foolish virgins, and you're going to be like those people that laugh after Noah, then we can't say anything to you because your heart is hardened from the word of God. Hear the word today, people. Hear the word today. Every word that you hear coming forth with warning today, ask God for the ears to hear. Now, in the islands, you know, growing up, is hurricane season, so you know to prepare. You know to get your non-perishable stuff. You know to get the wood to, you know, to board up your place and, you know, get your charcoal. And it is no different here. It's no different than what the prophets them is saying today. That's why God gave them. They are the mouthpiece of God. But can we hear the word? He keeps saying, prepare, prepare. You're not just preparing your outside house, but you're also preparing your spiritual house as well. Are you right with God? Are you making it right today? That's another thing that you have to prepare. Not just the natural, but the spiritual as well. And some people are so busy focusing on the natural, forgetting the spiritual, and we are a spiritual being. Receive the word today. Hear the word today. Lord, have mercy upon your people today that they may have the ears to hear. The word is coming forward. Prepare. Prepare your natural house. Prepare your spiritual house. You don't know the day, the time, nor the hour when it will be your time. We ask today that you pray for those, especially the elderly and those that are homeless. I learned that there a homeless camp there in Austin, Texas. You know, can you imagine under the bridge? Can you imagine all those people under there? You don't even want to know the death toll, because you know there is going to be a death toll. Pray today. Ask God to just lay it upon your heart. You may know somebody today that is homeless or going through something. You live in a neighborhood, and you can, when you're a customer, seeing your neighbors out and about and you don't see them, and you know the situation that is going on, you can check. Check on your loved ones today. This is no time to keep hatred. Lay your burdens down. Lay every hatred, every weight, everything down today. Show forth love. Show forth compassion today. Just like you want somebody to have compassion in you, have compassion in someone else. This world, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. We thank God for those that the power have came back on in their areas. But have mercy, O Lord, on those that can't even go out. There is no food on the shelves. And you know that was a word that been coming forth. Prepare. Collect non-perishable things. Prepare. Collect charcoal. Do what you have to do. If your neighbor come and say, I don't have, and you know their situation, share. If you have the overflow, share. There is no lack, there is no loss in God. As you see about others, he's going to see about you too. Don't just think about me, myself, and I, and my family. There's others. And as you're doing it for others, you don't know God is doing it elsewhere for a family member, a loved one, someone of yours. Have compassion today. My heart go out to those that in the cold right now. Some have lost life because they went in their cars to try to get warm. That's another thing. Make sure your car is full with gas. Always make sure your vehicles are full with gas. That could be a savior right there. You're going to be in your car. You need to warm up in your car, and it's in the garage. If you have the strength just to let up that garage, some that exhaust will go out and not stay down while you have that car on to get warm. Open your garage. Have mercy on those that can't even lift the garage because they don't have no power. And they're elderly. Have mercy. You have that grill and you're in your own home. That charcoal, that wood can save you by keeping you warm. But can we have compassion today on our neighbors? Can we have compassion today on a stranger that you don't even know? So today, pray. Pray not just for yourself, for your family, but pray for others. Pray for your neighborhood and continue to ask God to give you that strength to encourage others. We serve a loving, merciful, and forgiving God. He's a God of many chances. One of the fruits of the Spirit is long-suffering. Can we show forth any of those attributes today of the fruits of the Spirit? I just thank God each and every day for the word. I thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for Pastor Sharon, Pastor George, Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter. I thank God even for you all praying for us as we continue to pray for you. Have mercy today. Have mercy today on others as you would like them to have mercy upon you. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also go on our Facebook page, Logion International Ministries, and click on the link, and you can hear the broadcast as well. But to ask any questions, do have to call in. And again, that number is 347-857-3925, and press the 1 button. I tell you, it's some awesome listening on this radio broadcast. If you missed it from the beginning, visit our Facebook page and click on that link. You would like to continue to keep this broadcast on here, you can send your donations. For those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by putting logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logionintternationalministries.com and hit the donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. And if you use neither one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That calling number is
480-660-2316, code 3333#. That's 480-660-2316, code 3333#. So come on, let's stand together in unity, tear the devil kingdom down, and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Till then, be blessed today.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
I can let go.
I let go and
I can let God
let
him have,
let God have
his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go. Let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.